Belinda presents this unabridged recording of 2030, how today's biggest trends will collide and reshape the future of everything. Written by Mauro F. Guyon and read by Leon Nixon.
The clock is ticking. People generally see what they look for and hear what they listen for. Judge Taylor in Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. The year is 2030. From Paris to Berlin, Western Europe is unusually warm, with no end in sight to the summer's record temperatures. A fact the international press reports with increasing alarm. Rahima has just landed in her native Nairobi on a return flight from London, where she spent a couple of weeks with some distant relatives. She was disappointed to see fewer stores open than during her previous trip, perhaps because so many people had become used to buying online during the pandemic. Seeing Britain through the eyes of immigrants afforded her great insight into the diversity of the world around her. Walking through the Nairobi airport, she reflects on how her homeland differs from Britain, which she found to be behind Kenya in areas like telemedicine and mobile payments. Later, she jokes with her cousin on the trip home at how strangely the British reacted when she told them she had been attending an online school since she was 6, along with most of her neighborhood friends. Thousands of miles away, Angel is waiting to clear customs at JFK Airport in New York City. In 2 weeks' time, she will begin a 2-year Master of Science program at New York University. As she waits, she reads the day's New York Times, which opens with a report that the United States, for the first time in its history, has more grandparents than grandchildren, a reality in stark contrast to the situation back home in the Philippines. As it turns out, tens of thousands of American senior citizens under the care of robots for their basic needs are renting out spare rooms in their homes to make ends meet, especially since their pensions are no longer providing the financial safety net they once expected. Angel turns to a rather reactionary op-ed decrying the fact that American women now outpace men in terms of their share of wealth, a trend the author somehow finds disturbing for the future of the U.S. economy. Angel has time to read most of the newspaper, as the line of foreigners is long and slow-moving. Meanwhile, the line for citizens and permanent residents is moving quite quickly, and she overhears a conversation detailing how Americans can now clear passport control using some fancy blockchain technology, which is a breakthrough with a wide range of benefits. It can assess a sales tax on goods purchased abroad and arrange for the arrival of a self-driving vehicle shortly after you've retrieved your luggage.